Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our men and women out there, as well as our mail haulers, Felix and Company, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon pals in the warehouse and our drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she writes them. How about that?
Good morning.
Yes, it's that too. All right, let's start out here. Before the results for governor of Arizona are certified, the Arizona Attorney General's office wants answers about the bungled administration of the 2022 general election in Maricopa County. Now, on Saturday, the AG wrote to the Maricopa Attorney's Office raising problems that voters faced during the county when they voted. And, of course, Curry Lake is watching all of this, and it appears that the Attorney General, the State Attorney General, is not going to certify the election, which has to be certified on November the 28th, unless they get this stuff corrected.
That's right. I think it's two counties that he is not going to certify. So, we'll see what the fallout is. I'm sure there's going to be a handful of lawsuits, and I guess we have to kind of wait and see where this transition goes.
Well, that's all true, and I have no idea. I wouldn't even want to guess, because there are a number of violations that have been filed, and it's not just any one thing. But one of the things was they were having a problem trying to count the ballots because some of the ballots were defective, and they give them another ballot to use again, and they'd be defective.
Okay. Well, so we shall see.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can have another election, but that would have to come under drastic means, and I think the state legislature would have to approve that.
I have no idea what that is. I haven't looked at it.
Okay, well, that's what I was told, so I guess we'll see. We'll wait till we cross that bridge to come to it. Now, after the 2020 election, Joe Biden and the Democrats mistook a narrow presidential victory and a loss of seats in the House as a mandate for a sweeping progressive agenda that couldn't possibly pass, let alone work. Now, 2 years later, here we are. Two-thirds of Americans believe the country is going in the wrong direction thanks to raging inflation, high crime rates, and a border crisis. How do we correct this one, Chief?
I have no idea, except that the House is going to have to get into some real action here come January. But the other thing that's real concerning is the money that Biden just pledged to a handful of countries for climate change, calling it reparations because of how energy companies have ravaged and destroyed those countries. So the American taxpayer is going to pay them back for reparations. So I hope in this particular case that can necessarily be stopped. The president does not have the power of the purse. He cannot commit those kind of dollars. We did not get to vote on them. We don't even know what this looks like. He's been sending all this money to Ukraine. We didn't get to vote on that either. We don't have an inspector general assigned. So I would say the swamp is getting deeper, is as deep now as it's ever been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. Yep. And it's not going to change until we change it, right?
Well, there's some other avenues I think that we should necessarily be taking here. And I would be, the one thing I don't see enough of or any of are the petitions that get put up on the White House website where there's enough signatures that the White House has to respond. And I would be removing some of these czars that Biden has put into place because he's not saying no to anybody or any request that comes across his desk.
That's true. That's true. I guess we just keep the print machine going, but we'll be talking more with Denise Simon when we come back. By the way, when we do come back, how about the big three? I'll call them that for a minute. Ilhan Omar, Eric Swalwell, and Adam Schiff. Wait to hear about this. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website or call up the agent and tell them what you're driving, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. By the way, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can toss all that together and on a one policy, save yourself some money that way. But where you're really going to save yourself money is when you add your house or your renter's insurance, your apartment, or you add your condo to that, whichever one of the three that you have. You add that in there, and you are going to save a boatload of money. So, the website again, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go over there. You can also get the telephone number for your local agent and see what they can do for you. You might save yourself a bunch of money. And, of course, that's always a good thing. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, we had the three amigos get told that they're not going to be on any important committees next year. And they're livid about it. One of them, of course, Ilhan Omar. The other one, Adam Schiff. And the other one, of course, is none other than the one and only, the one and only Eric Swalwell, who is Fang Fang's boyfriend. But I don't know where Fang Fang is. But anyway, between the three of them, they make quite the pair, or triplets rather. They're going to be taking off their committees. They're raising holy hell about it. They've got some senior Democrats that are going, you can't do that, you can't do that. Well, I think the Democrats did that to Marjorie Taylor Greene, did they not?
Yeah, of course.
So then how come we can't do it when they did?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
Right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's nuts.
Well, I don't think he should stop there, to be honest with you. I think he got Rashida Tlaib.
Right.
There's another one.
Yep. Presley.
Yep. So I wouldn't stop there.
The squad. Okay, we've got Elliot on the telephone line. Let's go over there. Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Hey, Denise, I want to run two quick things by you. Number one, the student murders in Idaho, they could be connected to terror cells in America or illegals in our country. Number two, Republicans, you had 2 years to peel through issues concerning the future of America, but some of you seem to not give a damn. I was one of the first to break the news that I've been following leftist midterm elections. Big tech, corporate, elites, Soros, big Hollywood, pouring millions on woke college campuses. And some of you are wondering what happened. Registration drives on woke college campuses are corrupt. Democrats are paying low information voters to vote, starting at $100 and up. Charlie Kirk is the expert on campus reform. Why didn't the RNC Republican base respond? We got our behind handed to us because some conservatives do not have our back. South Carolina, why is Tim Scott voting for Mitch McConnell? And Lindsey Graham voted 58% on Joe Biden's agenda. Our party have 10 to 12 Republicans that are wishy-washy and need to be voted out. If they cannot, then retain loyalty. Now, this is what frustrated President Trump. Dozens of Republicans mingling with Democrats. Thank you very much, Captain.
All righty. Well, I'm not surprised. And what do we do?
Well, the Republicans also were not in power on the Hill.
Right.
We also have things like political action committees that raise a lot of money and put a lot of people, advance their political careers, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it all is not Mitch McConnell's fault, although he does share some blame in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much that is happening in Washington, D.C., it's such a target-rich environment, it's hard to even prioritize the evilness that has to be addressed. And I'll give you an example. We have this new special counsel, Jack Smith, that was named by Merrick Garland.
Yep.
To investigate Trump. Okay?
Yep.
But who is Jack Smith's wife? Now, I talked about Jack Smith yesterday and his history. I don't have any use for him. But who is his wife? Well, his wife donated a pile of money to the Biden administration.
Correct.
But she also produced a documentary on Michelle Obama.
Yep.
Okay? So you can't tell me that this guy is not partisan. He obviously is. So it's like every day the Republicans can wake up. They had an agenda, but they wake up to some other kind of information or some other event that happened, and they've got to change their priorities. So now we have to get rid of Merrick Garland, period.
Right.
Now we have to get rid of Christopher Wray at the Bureau,
mm-hmm.
period. So, I mean, it's every day there's something else. And, you know, we hear all these politicians, these new ones that are heading to, have already headed to Washington, D.C., and they want to work in a bipartisan way to get things accomplished, and they don't necessarily buy into all of these investigations. Well, I would argue these investigations need to go into, you know, Mach 10 with their hair on fire speed, because the swamp is getting deeper by the second.
Yeah. Now, the CBS News Network, out of the clear blue sky, suddenly, in the last couple of days, has authenticated Hunter Biden's laptop and signals the wheels on the bus are coming off for Joe Biden?
Well, they decided because they went out and hired their own, air quote, experts and had access apparently to some of the data or some of the information. And they looked and said, yep, all of this is accurate. So what they're doing, interestingly enough, you have to kind of look at the broad picture here from a bird's eye view, is that they do not want Biden to run again, period, end of report. So now you got the media that's against Biden. Now what happens? Now what happens? I would argue that the investigation into the Biden Klan Incorporated is it's much more widespread. One question that nobody can seem to ask that I want to know badly is, how is it that Hunter Biden knew any of these people or was able to get access to any of these leaders in China, in Russia, and a handful of other countries to do these deals? He didn't concoct those names.
No.
Somebody gave him an open door and made the introduction. Now, was that Biden, Joe Biden himself? Was that John Kerry? Was that Susan Rice? Was that Barack Obama? Who else was it? And that is where we need to actually begin this thing. The deep state is it's so bad.
Getting deeper.
Well, it is by the minute. So if you want any kind of legislative action to happen out of the House, I think it'll happen, but it could very well fall in the Senate on the floor unless we hold some of these incumbents that got reelected on the Senate side hold their feet to the fire, and even regardless of whether Herschel Walker or Warnock wins. So we will necessarily see how that one pans out in January.
Well, Catherine Herridge, who seems to be doing a really good job still, I kind of thought when she went to CBS she might change her colors a bit, but she hasn't. So I thank her for that. I don't watch CBS that much, but depending on who the reporter is with the story, if I find out she's doing a story, I'll watch to see what she's doing. She is right on target when she talks about the media is running cover for Hunter Biden and the House Republicans announcing
there's
some. Yep, absolutely. You're absolutely right. All right. Well, let's see here. We got to go. And I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. And we'll be talking more about the Biden crime family. All right. Take care. All right. And that's exactly what it is, folks. The Biden crime factory, the mainstream media, has picked up on that all week long. And they've been talking about it since last weekend. All right, we'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Police have released an update on findings in the quadruple murder investigation at the University of Idaho. Officers located a dog at the home where the four students were murdered. The dog was unharmed, turned over to animal services, and released to a responsible party. Moscow police say the FBI is continuing to assist them in the investigation and will hold another news conference on Wednesday, November 23rd at 1 p.m. A University of Virginia football player who was seriously wounded in the shooting that killed three of his teammates has been released from the hospital. The mother of running back Mike Hollins tweeted the news early Monday. On November 13th, Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler were shot and killed by a former teammate as they returned to campus from a field trip. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, you can find them online, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now for you to hear.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy's website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. And they have campuses at Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, as well as up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. Now, what happens is people will go and take the tour of one facility, but they won't take the tour of both facilities when it comes to National Aviation Academy. Now, what I want to remind you is that you should always, if they have more than one campus, go check it out. Go check it out. you might find a reason to want to go to that second campus. Might find a reason. Now, Concord, Mass., Clearwater, Florida, the two locations for our friends over here. Phone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. When you call them up, ask to take the tour. Tell them you heard this on my show, the Captain's America Third Watch, and that'll open some doors for you. It really will. So there you go. Now, the F-35 and the cost for the F-35, believe it or not, have been declining. However, that's about to change. When the fall junket wears out, and before we get into the winter junket, if you will, you're going to have more of the F-35s in town, probably some more of the storage planes that they bring in here. The I believe it's the B-46, there we go, B-46, the tankers and the big heavy logistics planes that they bring in here. You're going to see a lot more things going on, because if you haven't noticed it, MacDill Air Force Base and the base over there has been getting quite an addition put to it. Quite an addition. So they're going to have more things going on there that you'll be able to participate in, I'm sure. And for you career officers, certainly it's going to offer another challenge for you, because every time you get more room, you get more people, and sometimes you get new commands. So there you go. Now, North Korea's Kim has boosted that he has a new ICBM missile. Now, of course, the United States has been flying our bombers, our B-1B bombers, in separate joint exercises with South Korean and Japanese warplanes in a mock response to a North Korean ICBM launch. Now, Kim had better be careful what he wishes for, because he's liable to get it. He keeps getting very close to launching one of his ICBMs and hitting something with it instead of just throwing them in the sea. One of these times, he is going to hit something. And when he does, that could be all it takes to start World War Four and a half. We'll see. We'll see. Now, 3 days after Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a legally dubious invocation of the invasion clause of the U.S. and Texas constitutions over a high number of migrant encounters at the Texas-Mexican border, his border mission is now set to include armored personnel carriers designed to carry troops into battle alongside tanks, according to a planning document obtained by the Army Times and the Texas Tribune. What's going to happen? Don't know. But watch for some activity along the southern border sooner rather than later, because we aren't going to put up with the nonsense down there from Mexico. And they might think that, you know, they're the big boys on the block, but they're not. They're just not going to be. They're just not going to be. Now, a Zelensky advisor has said it's important for the Ukraine to wait before they do anything, because they want to make sure that they have their allies lined up. Now, it's one good thing to go off half-cocked, but it's another good thing to go off with your ducks in a row and your people that are going to support you right there with you. And I'm not saying that there's going to be war in the middle in the Ukraine in the next few days or even months. But we do have a situation that's very fluent. And certainly they're trying to get this going from all different directions. The Russians sometimes, I think, are trying to get things put together, and then sometimes it's the Ukraine, and sometimes it's the United States, and they just got to quit doing this. Because we don't want to give anybody the idea that we're trigger happy. We just don't want it to happen. So there you go. Now, why work with Russia when it's funding Iran? Speaking in the Gulf, our Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, his name is Colin Cowell, said that Russia's decision to buy military drones from Iran for the ongoing war in the Ukraine will have blowback in the region. Well, of course it will. Of course it will. And Russia's definitely trying to use those drones to gain the upper hand, which they had at one time. I'm not so sure they do anymore, because they're getting hit pretty hard by the Ukrainians every time they try to move somewhere and do something, whether it's aircraft or whether it's trucks or whether it's tanks or whatever it is. So you got to give the Ukrainians that one. But it's not going to stay that way. And you know it and I know it. So what do we do now, Coach? Put me in, Coach? Is that what they say? What do we do now? We can't sit back and do nothing as they continue to pound Ukraine. By the way, did you know there are 5 aircraft carriers operating together in Europe for a NATO exercise? Well, there are. Our aircraft carriers, the USS George H.W. Bush and the USS Gerald R. Ford, are there right now with ships from France, Italy, the United Kingdom, training together. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Chris Markowski coming up here in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. I've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on the line. We're going to be talking a little financial stuff here in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their great, great, great Acura dealership right here on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, if you serve, you save. That's the program that they have at Moss. What that means is all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, police, sheriff, state police, or security guards, all get a great discount on the vehicle that you're looking at, whether it's certified pre-owned or a brand new one. And they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you got that vehicle, you're going to get free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Can't beat them, can't beat it. That's what they're all about. Moss Family Automotive, Moss Acura. Check them out at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And we have people that come from all around the country to buy from Moss, especially the folks up there in South Georgia. Especially the folks up there in South Georgia. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Okay, that's a good thing. Listen, before the results of the governor of Arizona are certified, and they have not been certified yet, the Arizona Attorney General's Office can stop the whole shebang, and they have temporarily, by telling the Secretary of State they will not go along with the certification until they explain to the Attorney General's office what happened in Maricopa County with the bungled count and the vote counts and the machines that didn't work and all that nonsense that we're now finding out about.
Yeah, I haven't really paid much attention there. I know they're running into some issues there. I just find it pathetic that it takes that long to count, out west, a point in time where this is just ridiculous.
It just should not.
It should be done on, one day. We should have all of this information. It should be done. I mean, this is just, it's getting more and more ridiculous.
Well, I agree with you. So put me in, coach. What do we do?
I mean, again, you have to at some point. It's up to each state. There's really not much you can do. I mean, you really can't. It's just each state is up to, they decide how they're going to handle their elections. But they want to handle it like a bunch of fools. They can handle it like a bunch of fools and embarrass themselves. It's just how the country works.
Well, I had a person call me, and I told you about it off air, that thought that all the states had certified the election. He didn't know what the big deal was. Well, the big deal here is what I just told you. The Attorney General in the state of Arizona, which is holding up a governor's race, said that he will not allow the race to be certified because he can do that. He can do that as the Attorney General. He will not allow the race to be certified until they explain what happened to begin with. It's got everybody all concerned there because there is a major concern going on in Arizona right now.
Well, they also ran into problems in Arizona, I guess, because the amount of people, when they could, I guess the amount of people that they couldn't handle the votes on election day.
Right.
A million different things.
They had a number of precincts, Chris. Wait till you hear this. They had a number of precincts that had more voters than they had registered voters.
Yeah.
Now, tell me that that's not screwed.
I think they allow late registration there as well, if I'm not mistaken. Again, it's the mess. The mess. I don't understand what the issue is, that you can't show up on election day and vote. I mean, is it really that hard to get this done? And you run into all these problems. And the problem is, even if there isn't any impropriety, it gives the illusion that there might be. And, rumor might start or whatever it may be. And just, I saw this happening or that happening. And it can turn things into a bloody mess. And, that's just the last thing this country needs.
Now, it is legal out there to ballot harvest.
Ballot harvesting's been going on for a long time.
Sure.
Matt. Let's be honest here.
However, it's not legal over here to do it.
Yeah. Well, ways of going about it. You can consider the way that they they go after voters, at various voter registration drives and how they push them. It's almost like ballot harvesting to some degree.
I've seen them.
Yeah. Be honest. I mean, it's been done for a long time, and Republicans haven't figured it out. They've been doing a poor job with it. I remember going back to the way that Obama handled his race against Romney. I mean, we were completely outclassed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just lay this one down on you and see what you think. If you want to defeat an enemy, you got to get inside the enemy's head. Okay, whoever that happens to be. We'll just call the Democrats enemies just for the sake that I can. You got to understand what they're doing and why they're doing it and how they're doing it. And once you figure that out, then what you do is turn around and do the same thing yourself, only you do it at a greater number so that you wind up with the advantage.
Well, the rules are what the rules are. You might not like the rules, but you got to play with them. You got to go with the terrain.
Yep.
And that's the reality on the ground. Republicans don't have an awful ground game. They mm-hmm. just there's no excuse for it. There really isn't. And it's the Democrats work harder at getting things done. And
right. All right, let's Let's go after Backgammon Bob right here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. As far as your election in Arizona, is it possible for that guy to declare that election null and void because of all these irregularities?
No, he can't declare it null and void, but he can tie it up in court to where the legislature has to decide whether or not they want to have a new election. Totally up to them.
Right. Yeah, get a new election. That to me seems to be the only process. Only possible. And the second thing I want to ask Chris was, are there any signs of hyperinflation coming? And okay, that's it.
All right, fight for inflation here, Chris. What are we going to do?
I don't think we're at hyperinflation. We've had inflation for some period of time. I mean, you get kind of what you're feeling at hyperinflation is. We've seen many things go parabolic. Do I think we're going to have a situation where it's like Turkey or Argentina? No, I do not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because God knows we don't need that. Hey, listen, the big three, or should we call them the little three, Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar have lost their committee positions, and they're bitching and griping and moaning about it. Omar is getting booted for her repeated anti-Semitism. I was getting pretty sick of that myself. Swalwell's being taken off his assignments because he's a national security risk after sleeping with Fang Fang. And Schiff's repeated witch hunts and his abuse of his position as chairman, calling all these investigations and all these witnesses when he had no merit to do so. He actually had no bearing, no case, no nothing to just call a bunch of people and bring them in and say, we're going to talk to this guy, that guy, that guy. I mean, this costs money. They're wasting money, taxpayer money, amongst other things.
It's been going on for a while with these guys. But Republicans were thrown off committees when Democrats took charge. So it's, kind of the
Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's back on.
Well, yeah, that's why this is being done. It's kind of like a tit for tat type of a situation.
Yep, that's exactly correct. So I'm not really looking forward to much of anything being done. I guess Eric Swalwell might be in charge of the Bean County Committee. And Schiff might be there with him. By the way, how about Rashida Tlaib and some of the crap she's done? She should be in the same boat, shouldn't she?
I don't know what committee she serves on at this point in time, Cap. I really don't.
I don't either. I'm going to find out, though.
Yeah. Be interesting.
All right, what's temperature up there real quick?
I'm going outside. It's been chilly lately.
Okay, well, stay warm. It's warmer today down here. Right now it's, 65 degrees and mostly cloudy, but that's about almost 20 degrees warmer in the last few days in the morning. All right, have a great day, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out. All the great things that he has to offer. And I'll be right back with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.